parents who have an adolescent or even an older grade school child, they're not going to be able to sit next to them every minute while they're on the internet. So what strategies are practical for parents to use to make sure their children are going to good websites or just avoiding inappropriate sites?
What we want parents to do is be educated about the value of the cyber world, be educated about the value of cyber learning, and be educated about the value of cyber safety for their children. And a great website for them to go to is the American Academy of Pediatrics website at safetynet.aap.org. A great reference for parents in terms of cyber safety in the cyber world is at the American Academy of Pediatrics bookstore at aap.org/bookstore called CyberSafe. One of the things that parents should certainly understand about communicating with infants, toddlers, children, adolescents, and young adults is it's not about what you say to them. It's about what they hear from you. So when they're looking at screens, what they see is what everyone sees, but what they understand is what they can interpret at the time. And certainly sites that are not intended for young audiences are interpreted much differently by an 8-year-old than would be by an 18-year-old. You have to guide them online, much like you would teach a young child to drive. When youngsters are learning to drive, which they do at 14 and 15, they want to drive, but they have to wait for their permit till they're 15, that, you know, we don't just tell them, okay, you think you know how to drive, you've read a brochure, you've read the rules of the road, you should just go out and drive. We drive with them and teach them about the rules of the road. And there are rules to the cyber road as well that parents need to tell their children about at young ages and also make sure they're doing them at older ages. To say to parents, we want you to put a program on your computer that will tell you exactly where your children are going is probably illogical because there has to be a trust factor involved. So what we would like to say to parents is that you have the collective obligation to view your children's social public sites. If your child has a Facebook site, you should be one of their Facebook friends and make sure that they're being responsible on their site, that they're not putting things on the site or someone else's site that are both illogical and also irresponsible. And yet we let them turn on the computer and we don't restrict access. Parents can, with their young children, download programs into their internet browsers that are geared to provide parental safety systems like Windows 7 parental controls or AOL parental controls. So there are safety systems that parents can do, unfortunately, not on mobile phones. Mobile phones have very rare safety systems. You're either on the internet or you're off. Pretty soon your computer, your scanner, your credit card, everything will be in that cell phone. You won't be able to get away with saying, I can't give you access anymore. And the reason is because pretty soon homework will be beamed into these things by Bluetooth. So this device is very difficult. Now remember, when you tell a child from age 1.5 on up, don't do this, what's the one thing they want to do?
They want to do it.
Exactly. Don't touch this. Don't drink this. Don't take my chocolate. Don't grab my popcorn. Don't climb on this, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. What's the one thing they want to do? They want to do that. So if you say to a child, I don't want you visiting this pornographic site, you can pretty well be assured that at some point they're going to knock on that door again.